Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is the first day of November on a Thursday.
Rent is due.
Rent is due. Thank you for reminding us that. It's a day after Halloween. So tell us about your Halloween. How did that go?
It was fun. I had a good night.
Yeah? Where did you go? To a party?
I went to a house party, and then I ended up in the club, and we were miserable in the club. And then the best part was Wendy's.
Yeah, you haven't seemed to enjoy yourself at the club lately.
I'm not into the club anymore.
Yeah.
I like house parties because it's like more intimate and you can have conversations.
Right.
At the club, it was literally bodied.
Really?
But yeah, I was like sitting in a VIP section. I took my shoes off and I was like...
Did you see some nice costumes at least?
Yeah, but I can't take any dude seriously in a costume.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that's
don't
hard,
talk
right?
to me when you're in a onesie with a tail. It's
I know, but I'm telling you, going not dressed to a Halloween party is even worse.
No.
I did, and I felt left out. Not this year, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but you're standing
I went
standing
to the Jacksons. I went to the Jacksons party, okay? Yeah. They invited me then. Not this year, they didn't. But
they didn't wear a costume.
No, it's because they had their manager invited me before. Now they don't have that manager, so they didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, do their show, and leave, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, so everybody was dressed and dressed nicely, and I was not dressed up at all. I was dressed nice, but not for Halloween.
Yeah.
And I totally felt left out, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if you go to a Halloween party, wear a costume. If not, don't go.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Everyone just go, not all in right. a costume.
Yeah. But what happens? Is it like going
it's
black?
Frozen. Or?
Really?
Oh, well.
Frozen. There we go. We try to be on Facebook Live. I do my best. My friggin' best, you know? And it's just not happening, man.
It's not meant to be.
No, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I tried two different cameras. These iPhones overheat and they stop working. But, no, we need to save this, so I'll tell you how. We're going to introduce our guests. You guys will start talking. I'll go for 2 minutes and fix it, okay? So we'll make this part short today. Unless there's something you want to bring up real quick.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Okay, here I am, you know, trying to run my show, and then I have to worry about friggin' technology.
It's not that serious. Just
well, but the guests probably want it and everything. So let me try one more time and we'll see, okay?
You should just do Instagram Live.
Well, no, that's not the point. The point is the cameras. You know, the iPhones overheat and then I'm having a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, Katarina, do you want to co-host for me for just a second?
Sure.
Hold on a second, though, because I'm going to introduce the guests first. We're joined by... two people today, a lovely couple. We have Rock Thomas and Alex Graby. Welcome to the show, guys.
It's awesome to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. And as you can see, we do have technical problems here sometimes, and which totally distracts me, if you can find that
believable. That's why I think you should just let it go.
Yeah?
Yeah, like it's not that serious, Sam.
No,
take
but look, listen, they come once. They want to be on Facebook. I want them to be on Facebook. Let me try it at least once. It's the beginning of the show.
All right,
for
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, you remember Katarina,
of
right?
Of course I do.
She's been on the show before.
Yes.
So for those of you who are watching or listening, we have Katarina Kozayas here. She's an observer today, but we're going to let her jump in because she's got her own show and she's really good. So I just want you to sort of keep the microphone full for a second. But first, our guest, Rock, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's
nice
to
have
here.
You. Are you? Do you live here in LA or are you visiting? What's the story?
I lived
there?
Here for 3 months in Santa Monica, and right now we're looking for a home down in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, wow, Phoenix.
Yeah.
You like the heat?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I like lots of heat, yeah.
Same,
really? How about
same.
You, Alex?
I do like the heat. I'm freezing right now.
Really?
Well, it's freezing in here always.
It's always. You know what? I can't write any more emails. You know, the system won't even send them anymore.
Yeah.
How many times I asked them to fix this. You
yeah,
know?
It's like jacket weather in this office,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. Where are you originally from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, so that's why you guys are looking there.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting, because I lived in Vegas for about 4 or 5 years. I could never get used to the heat, you know? But I guess if you like it, you like it. like it, you know. I'm moving to the opposite climate. I'm moving to Oregon, you know. So, so I'm going to get lots of rain, not a lot of heat, but that's good for me.
Oregon's beautiful.
Oregon is beautiful. I was just there twice. I had the best weather, best time ever, you know. Yeah. A very outdoorsy kind of place. So, although it does rain. I mean, we talk about this.
I said he should just try it out for a month.
Yeah.
And then decide.
You can ride your bike everywhere.
Not just a month.
Not if it's raining.
For a few. No, but you're right. I mean, I definitely will ride the bike. A lot of hiking, a lot of trips, road trips. So beach and a lake. So I got everything.
You like the water.
Yeah. Okay, so Katarina, come sit in here for a moment, because for the Facebook watchers, it's a little frustrating. Although you guys are hearing us in audio, you're just not seeing us on video, I bet, because I know what's going on here. And but those of you with audio, you'll get a chance to meet Katarina real quick. So Katarina, come sit here, introduce yourself real quick. Actually, you were the ones that invited the guests for us, referred us to them, and we invited them. So you know them, right? So why don't you sit down and introduce them the way you know them, and I'll be right back. All right, there you go. Danny, you help her, okay?
Yep, whatever you want to.
I have an audience now at my beck and call that I wasn't used to. So good morning, everyone. My name is Katarina. I'm a host here with LA Talk Radio as well. And yes, as Sam was mentioning, I have the distinct pleasure of knowing Rock and Alex through some outside connections. The thing that I love about them is Rock Thomas, if you're not following him, get on that right now, because he is changing the world. And I'm going to tell you how. This is a gentleman that came from not the best childhood and upbringing. We're going to let Rock tell his story in just a little bit, but managed to become incredibly successful and is now wanting to give back to the community and helping others to train their brain for success. So, yeah, Rock, tell us a little bit about your background, because Sam's coming back in. You know, Sam, this is the thing.
No problem.
You know what? No, but this is the thing, Sam. I think that it was black because it was waiting for me to come on.
Exactly.
Right?
I know.
The video only works when Katarina comes on.
You know, I was thinking on the way back. I was thinking on the way back.
I can't. This is such a train wreck this morning.
She's like, I'm still hungover from Halloween.
No, I wasn't even drunk. I was sober. That's the crazy part.
But no, seriously, you guys, I'm giving the mic back to Sam. Anyone that's on audio, we're doing the exchange.
No, but we're on video too. It's working.
It's all working.
But the thing is, Sam, for anyone on audio, we're just jumping into to Rock's story, because it's a cool story.
Yeah, I believe so. That's why we invited him. Katarina, cool. You see, she came in and jumped in, although she's the one that's responsible for this. But maybe it did freeze when you were looking at it. I believe it, you know. Anything happens. Anything happens. So, Rock, okay, so I missed the beginning, but tell us a little bit about yourself first. You lived here for a few months, but where are you originally from? Where did you grow up?
From Montreal, Canada.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you're Canadian. Another Canadian. Is that how you guys met?
I feel like everyone Katarina is from Canada.
I do too.
Yeah, like everyone in LA is from Canada.
Yeah.
We want to get away from the cold.
Katarina, you're from Toronto, right? Yeah. And you're from Montreal.
Montreal, yeah.
And were you ever used to the cold there?
Yeah, you get used to it. I mean, you're born in that fish tank and you think it's normal.
Right.
And then you go to LA.
And then you travel and you're like, what the heck? Why did people choose to live here?
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, does everybody in Montreal, at least the people that that were born there, do you learn French? Do you have to speak French? Not have to, but...
Well, if you want to do well in business, you need to be bilingual. So I learned how to speak French because I was motivated to make money.
Ah, okay.
But there's still some people that struggle with the two languages.
Right.
However, the government wants to preserve the language. So when you move there, immigrate there, you are forced to put your children into French schooling.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so you are forced to.
Yeah.
Well, actually, maybe that's good. It keeps people together and equal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to live in a place where you sit in class, people speak a language that you don't understand, and this is your hometown.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's very political. It's very entrenched in the culture there. French people, as a general rule, are not that open to, in that part of the world, that open to growing and learning. They have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Wow, really?
They want to preserve their culture, and they want to play only in their yard. And a lot of them don't even leave the province.
Really?
Yeah. They think that the only world is the world of Quebec.
Yeah,
but I've never been.
I've heard that in France it's like the same way. They won't learn English, you know. They refuse to like subscribe to the English speaking world because I mean, look, they're just as ancient, you know. I mean, they've had their own language, their own culture for many centuries. So they figure we're not gonna like adopt what you guys are doing. I mean, look at the Russians. They never try to learn English, you know, when they talk to us,
right?
You know, even though they could. But what are you going to do? So that's cool. What did you do growing up? Did you going to school, siblings?
Yeah, so I'm the youngest of seven children.
Seven?
Seven. My parents got divorced and remarried. And I was a bunch of three stepbrothers and sisters and two foster brothers and sisters.
I see. Not remarried each other, but remarried other people. Okay. Yeah. All right,
oh,
I'm like,
okay,
wow,
yeah.
They got back
sense.
Together and had a few more kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know
but
why,
that's
but
that's a big family,
it's
right?
A big family, and when I was one and my sister was two, my mother adopted two other kids that were three and four.
Mm. Wow. So, what's the motivation there? I mean, you already have your own kids. What's
insanity?
Going on? Really?
I don't know. Like, yeah. Really? I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's a lot. And kids are expensive.
Yeah, and it's like, it's tough enough, two kids at that age.
Right.
But back in the day, you know, it was my father went to work, she was at home, and she was looking for things to keep herself busy, I guess. And she's had this thing where she likes to help people that are disadvantaged.
Right.
She still does it today.
Right.
So she adopted some kids that, you know, were from foster homes.
Yeah.
And helped them out. So,
very nice, very nice. I mean, you know, I'm impressed by people like that, you know, because some people can't even handle one child. You know?
That's going to be me.
Yeah.
I'm like, settle down in there.
But the interesting thing is, I came to LA recently because the ecosystem of Montreal and Quebec was really just not giving me what I wanted.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, you learn that you are the sum of the people you hang out with.
Yeah.
That's true.
And the beautiful thing about LA when you come here is you can do anything, be anything, and nobody really gives a shit.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? In Judaism, they say that, what do they say? I don't know. I just forgot what I wanted to say.
And I can't help you because I...
Oh, it's like, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are.
Yes.
100%. And it's very true.
Right? And that's exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the people you surround yourself with, you see? That's why I don't have a lot of friends. I can't find a lot of cool people.
Yeah, same.
So I'd rather not hang out.
True.
I'd rather not hang out with the bad people, you know?
Like, I won't date a guy who hangs out with crappy other guys.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, that.
They influence him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are you like when I'm not around? Like, them? Bye.
Right.
You know?
Have to be like someone to spend time with them.
Yeah. Right. And even girls, too. Like, if you have like girlfriends and they hang out with girls that aren't like, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'd rather be alone.
So 5 years ago, I started a mastermind group for that very reason. So it's a tribe of healthy, wealthy, generous men that choose to lead epic lives and don't apologize for being awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. And this is for men only?
Well, it started out for men only. It's now morphed into multiple mastermind groups. So we have men and women. We have families. We have just men still. We have people that are $1 million net worth and above because those people have time to travel and go on really badass trips.
Mm. Are any of them single?
some of them are, actually. Katarina is going to come hang with us in January. I'm going to introduce her to a bunch of them.
Multiple reasons.
Yeah.
Do you have women like that, too? I'll join you as well.
We have some single women as well.
Okay,
I'm coming.
It's all services provided.
Exactly. You got to have something to entice people, you know, before they actually learn about it. You know, but that's awesome. So master your mind. Now, so wait a minute. We just jumped. I wanted to know, what did you do like right after high school? Did you go to college? Did you come to America then? Well, what happened?
So I got tired of living at home. I left at 17.
Yeah.
We grew up on a farm and it was a lot of hard work.
Right.
And very little pay for it. So I figured that I could live outside of the family, pay my own rent and do a lot better. So I did that and went to 2 years of college. And then I decided to travel the world. So I went to Asia for a while, and I lived in Australia for a year. I drove a taxi in Australia.
And you were a teenager at that time still?
I was now in my early 20s by then.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. So you decided to travel the world and stuff. How did you finance this thing? Did you take like jobs while you were there and stuff?
So first 20 years of my life, I was trained by my father to work hard.
Right.
And grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. So I got used to working 12, 14, 16 hour days.
Not something bad to learn from your father.
No, it was really great. It was really great. My work ethic is incredible. If I was to be an employee, you would want me to work for you.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Sounds cool. Well, I would work for you too, you know what I mean?
Not 16 hours a day, but we would work for you.
Yeah, I mean, he seems, if he's a hard worker, I appreciate that, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to find hard workers today.
It is.
Good.
So I learned that, and then when I was in Australia, like I said, I drove a taxi for 12 hours a day, and I had a side job, and I saved up money, and then I took that money and I traveled through Southeast Asia. Then I had all my traveler's checks stolen one day, and I called up my father.
What does that mean?
Yeah, she doesn't know what a travel check is.
So back in the day before they had
credit cards
at that level, you could take cash, go to the bank, and they would turn it into
like a money order.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but your name is on it.
Your name's on it, and you go to a bank and you can cash it.
Okay.
But somebody else can't cash it if they don't have your ID.
Right.
So it kind of protects you from carrying a lot of cash when you travel.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
So I had all my money in traveler's checks, and I got them stolen one day.
But you're protected because your name.
But you're protected.
Okay. Phew.
However, it takes a while for them to process it.
Right.
And when you're in that part of the world, they suspect that there's maybe a scam. So
you were left with no money.
I had like $20 in my pocket.
Oh my God. How scary is that? You know?
So I called up my father.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, I lost all my traveler's checks. Can you send me some money? And he said, you got yourself there. You'll figure it out. And he hung up on me.
Whoa.
Shit.
And I remember I was in a little hostel.
Yeah.
And I was walking back to my room. And as I walked by the wall, there was on this wall, these little piece of paper with these telephone numbers that you tear off.
Right, right, right.
They don't have that anymore.
No, they do.
Do they?
They do sometimes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Trying to stay with the generation here.
Very little. It's very rare, but sometimes. Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it said, teach Japanese people to speak English. And these few numbers were gone. And the beautiful thing about our brain is it wants to always help you survive.
Right.
And I had been in that hostel for 3 weeks. I'd never seen that before. But now that I was desperate to find a way to make money, it draw my attention to it. So I tore one of the numbers off, turned around, got on the phone, called. And within one day, I was teaching Japanese people to speak English, making $5 an hour.
Whoa.
Damn, $5 an hour.
So you had to get creative. You see, he pushed you in the end.
Yes,
it's a good thing.
Exactly. And I say that.
I hope my son will see that one day, you know, because when I try to do this to him, he stopped talking to me, you know.
Yeah.
So go on.
It happens. They're a little less open.
Yeah.
But back in the day, your parents could hit you. They could do things that were different. They had different tools. Today, you know, you can't even raise your voice in a way to your child, and they're always going to call child services.
Yeah, it's
true. There's different elements that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I went out that night, and I went out with a bunch of guys that I had been going out with on a regular basis to clubs in the area.
Right.
And they were all models. And they had been bugging me for a while, and they said, you know, you should come model with us. But I was a little, honestly, homophobic, and they were
gay.
They swung both ways.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I don't want to go into that conversation, man. I'm not going near that. But as I became more motivated to make money, they said, just come and, you know, just check it out. So I went down and I got this job modeling shoes and underwear.
Oh,
not at the same time.
Not at the same time. Okay, but cool. So no face?
No face.
Oh,
no
God.
Face. They kept it below the belt.
Oh, wow. You should have told them what the hell, man. That should be insulting. You know, just the shoes.
Hey, a job's a job.
A job's
exactly.
a job. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure, for underwear, it's pretty cool. You know, I mean, obviously,
it was, but I mean,
body.
I took a hit to my ego because we were doing the underwear modeling thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came over and they go, we need to pad it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. And they started putting a little bump in there. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, you can get any size in there if you want, if you get excited, but they wanted you to be big while you're not excited. What the hell is that?
That's what strippers do that.
Do they?
Yeah. I have a ton of guy stripper friends, and they stuff their underpants. I'm like, why? Okay. Sometimes they'll get the strap-on dildos, so it looks like it's there.
A strap-on dildo would fit?
Mm-hmm.
One wouldn't fit in
there. I'm not kidding. My friend like wears a strap on. It's not even his penis in there.
Whoa. Okay, but I've never seen a strap on that would like get soft and get inside
the
underwear.
No, it's hard all the time.
No, it's hard all the time.
Yeah. It's hard all the time. So how would you fit it in the underwear? Okay,
just
so
shove it in there, advertising all day long.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but anyway, let's move on back to Rock's story.
Just here to add random condoms. Condoms. I just said condoms. I meant to say comments.
Oh wow!
I'm just gonna be quiet. For
you're
the rest
totally
of
not here today, are you? Yeah, like your friend's car got towed this morning.
It did.
Towed.
I know what it is.
Toad.
A toad, yeah.
Come on.
I don't know what is going on.
That's what I'm saying. Where were you last night? Did you get any sleep?
I went to bed at like 5.
Okay, well, that's why, you see. She's
but I feel more awake than when I go to bed at 10.
You're hallucinating. Yeah. Relax.
No, I'm not. Not yet.
All right. But so you were in Australia at the time?
No, Asia.
So then I went through to Asia. This was happening in Singapore and,
and
Bangkok.
Singapore.
Hong Kong, all that kind of area. But, you know, to your point, the lesson that I did get from that, because I think that the past serves as a teacher,
mm-hmm.
if you're willing to look at it that way, because mm-hmm. if you just look at it and try to change it, that's not going to happen, is I became incredibly creative in my life. And it's one of the reasons I was successful in business is because on a farm, if, you know, the pipes freeze, you have to carry buckets out to the horses and feed them. There's not like we can have them eat tomorrow. You find a way. And then my father forced me to find a way to make a living.
Right.
And the lesson I got was that there's always a way.
Right.
There's always a way. If you're willing to say yes to things bigger than you, you'll grow into them.
Right.
So you don't like discount anything. Are you listening?
I am. I'm actually listening.
Okay. Yeah. Good. No, I'm just teasing you. No, she's had a hell of a time trying to find a job for a year, you know, and she can't seem to get anything. So that's what I'm saying. Let's hear some.
And I'm listening
to
your story, and I just called my dad. I was like, hey, Dad, I'm going to need you to pay my rent.
Yeah. Well, let's see if you can learn how to figure it out yourself.
I'm trying.
Yeah, but your best solution is to go to your dad.
No, that was my only solution unless I didn't want to pay my rent. I can't like wake up in the morning and snap my fingers.
Well, what kind of job are you looking for?
Anything right now.
So one thing you can do is just go somewhere and work for free until they can't live without you. Just go start sweeping somebody's floor.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, so do something a little higher than that and go and work at a shoe store or something, you know?
Like, I don't mind doing retail.
But you got to start somewhere, like he says, you know?
What's preventing you from getting the job?
I have no idea. I send my resume like 20, 25 times a day.
To the same place?
No. Different. Every single day. It's like exhausting.
Try sending it to the same place every day. I'll tell you a little story.
Block my email address.
This is a good LA story. So I'm 23 years old. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. 23 years old in Montreal, Canada. They're filming a movie called Meatballs with Patrick Dempsey.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I have this dream to be in the movies.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm a kid.
Right.
So I go down to the set and I sneak through this little fence. There's a hole in the fence. And I walk down there and I say, I'd like to get a job. And they go, get out of here. It's a private set, kid. Get out of here. What are you doing? Who let this kid in here?
Right.
Get out. I run away and I go home and I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do?
Right.
I've been rejected.
Right.
Right.
So I talk to my mentor and he goes, what's your vision? What's your dream? And I said, I want to be in the movies. He says, get your ass down there again tomorrow.
Right.
I go, but they told me it's a private set. He goes, don't listen to that. Just go down there, present yourself. So I drove down and went down and snuck through the fence again. I walked down and I went up to the guy who was in charge, Tim. And I said, hey, Tim. And he goes, what are you doing here? I told you it's a private set. He says, get out of here. And I said, I'm here for a job. And he goes, get out of here. This goes on for the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day. By the fifth day, he's like, hey, Rock, what's up? Right? And I'm like, I'm here again. And he goes, I told you, there's no jobs. I said, but what if somebody doesn't show up one day?
Right.
I'll be here.
Right.
He goes, it's not going to happen.
No, somebody didn't show up.
On the seventh day, I pull in the driveway in the parking lot and I'm parking and I look out and I see Tim waving.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like looking. And he's like, yeah, you. And I go, yeah. And I start going closer. He goes, John didn't show up. Get your ass down here. You're hired.
That's so funny.
There you go. There you go. Persistence.
I want a job in production.
Yeah.
Just persistence. Keep on showing up.
Somebody, I don't know where to show up.
Somebody
That's
will
the
drop
thing.
The ball. Ask around. I mean, there's lots of places to ask
See,
around.
See, I know a lot of people, like I know a lot of girls that do production and they're like, will not like they will not help you at all. Like I'm like, how do I get in there?
Right.
You know, I'll work. I'll start as a PA and work my way up. Because my goal is to be a producer at some point.
So don't you think she should find like a mentor or something, right?
Yes.
Something like somebody that'll teach you how to get there.
I know. I don't know what I'm
doing. You're hanging out with poisonous people that are totally not good for you.
I know.
And then you're not finding the good ones, you know?
I know. And then when I start hanging out with these people, I just like focus on that and I'm not focusing on myself.
Yeah.
I haven't, I don't think for like almost two, 3 years, I haven't even thought really about myself. Like I know in my mind what I want and I haven't done anything for it.
What what do you like to do? What's your a skill that you would say you have?
I'm really good on camera. Like I've been on 11 reality shows. I'm good at talking to people.
Holy smokes.
Like people say, what's your special talent? I said, I make long elevator rides fun.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what? She's got 350,000 followers on Instagram alone.
Whoa.
Right?
You monetize that.
You see?
I know. I don't know how. I'm making no money off my Instagram right now.
Right. Yeah. So, but there are ways, right? I mean, if she found the people that know how to do this, they could help her, even if she have to pay them.
I'm going to have to read your book. I'm not a wealthy guy, but maybe there's something in there.
You have 350,000 followers on Instagram?
And I feel like that's nothing.
Wow.
Talk to me when I have 500,000.
You could do something with that.
I know, right?
Sell a product or something.
I know. I tried a clothing line. I designed clothes.
Okay.
And then I got lazy, and I was like, this isn't for me. This is what I do. I'm like, I'm going to do this. Like, I just finished writing a book, and I want to publish it, and I just... Again, it's just been on my computer.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you get to the 1 yard line and then you get distracted with something else.
Yeah. So, complete ADD.
Yeah. Well, we have a saying for people like you is if you're tired.
Oh God.
If you're tired. If you're tired of starting over, stop quitting.
I know. And I quit so fast. I'm like, oh, my book's done. Yay.
Yeah, now what?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So she needs a kick in the butt, I think, right?
Yeah, like she needs to join some my tough love group.
Yeah?
I think so.
So this is who you can help.
Yeah.
This kind of situation.
Yeah, she's got talent. She's got, you know, raw skills. She's got a desire.
Really authentic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah.
Really and I've had a lot of people pull me aside after the show and they're like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm like, thank you.
Right, right.
In our mastermind group, she would hang out with other people that would encourage her. Support her,
right?
But also challenge her.
Oh, okay.
And you need those three elements. And it's something we've studied is that if, like, Mike Tyson had too much challenge in his life and then he burned out. And then the little kid that never does anything, that their parents do their homework for them, they're always help them or pay their rent, et cetera.
Yeah. Right.
If there's too much support, then you're not forced to become creative like I was in Asia and find a way.
I know.
Because you can always fall back on that net.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the right ingredients of support, encourage, and challenge, then you get massive action.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like in LA, it's really hard to have anyone that's like, really pushing for you because everyone's so focused on themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
And social media is also an issue because constantly I find myself on my phone looking at other people's lives.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the trip that she just went on. Or look at her doing this and her doing that. And I'm like, I'm not doing shit.
Yeah, and then you feel shitty.
Yeah, and then you get discouraged. And then all of a sudden it's nighttime and it's time to go to bed. And it's like that whole day was just wasted.
And then you miss your life.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Alex, and I want you to know we're going to get to you, too. We're not ignoring you. But we can't, like, cut the story in the middle, you know. Usually I balance the conversation and everything. But you know, we wanted to hear the whole story. We'll get to you as well. I mean, you're on the microphone. We're not going to, like, ignore you, okay? But
I think we can bring her in one way if you want. Is one of the reasons I came to LA is because I had a dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is to live my best life.
Right.
And part of that included having somebody to share it with.
Right.
And wherever I was going, and I travel a lot and I go to a lot of cool places, I wasn't meeting the woman of my dreams.
Right.
Right.
So I thought if there's anywhere she has to be, it's gotta be LA.
Right.
So, God, I think you're the only person that thinks that.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally. Because no one's like, exactly. I'm gonna find my soulmate in Los Angeles.
Right.
So anyway, I came out here and I stayed at a buddy's house in Santa Monica. He loaned me his car and I'm driving around the first day and I'm thinking, you know, where do I go? What do I do? I got some emails to do and stuff. I'm going to go to a Starbucks or something. And I go, I'm not Starbucks. There's got to be a better place. So I go to this place called Earth Cafe. You probably
know. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
There was hair in my food. Shout out to you, Earth Cafe.
So, it's,
but not in your instance. There was no hair.
Okay. Not in my case. I don't have that problem. But... So I'm sitting on my laptop and I notice this beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, mm-hmm. you know, her girlfriend gets up to leave, and I'm thinking this is my opportunity to go over and talk
right.
to her.
Right.
And I realize I have to put some more coins in the car, so I go over to talk to her, and I'm thinking, you know, could you watch my laptop and everything? It's a,
whoa, that's perfect.
Know, you know, yeah, I got to go put coins in the car, and it's busy. I don't want to lose my spot. So she's like, sure, and we connected a little bit. And then I come back after, and as I'm walking back from the car, I'm thinking, whoa, she's like amazing. She's got like right. incredible energy. She sparkled. She was friendly. I go, I like LA.
Yeah, wow.
This is what it
she's
is.
She's one of a million, though, and she fell in your lap.
That's there what I was thinking. Go. I said, this is going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. This right, is going to be awesome, right? So I come back, and now I'm getting nervous because I'm going into the fear of
rejection.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm right. like, what do I say? I don't mm-hmm. know what to say.
Right. And she's younger than you.
Yeah.
So did that come into it play did. At all? Into like the insecurity
like
and
by
stuff?
A lot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You how much? Tell. No, I can't.
25
years.
25
Holy
years.
Shit, for
you
real.
You see, so there's hope for me. Yeah. Damn it. I knew it. But I don't have your game, for crying out loud. You need to teach me that. I'll come to one of your seminars,
it's
man.
It's all in the heart, by the way.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But you got to, like, you know, if I saw her, well, I guess you had the excuse
you
to talk.
You guys don't look like you're 25 years apart.
You guys started talking to each other, but you made it happen. You thought of an idea.
This is the thing, Sam, is that I teach is say yes and figure it out later. I could have sat there thinking, what do I say? I got up and I walked over. And by the time I got there, something was going to come out of my mouth.
Right.
And many times stuff has come out of my mouth and made me look like a complete idiot. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't give a fuck.
Right. There we go. We got the first F-bomb of the day.
He kind of whispered it.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, just say it. Just say it.
So the second time when I went back to her, the same thing happened. So I walked up to her and I was nervous and I literally didn't know what I was going to say. And I got to her and I go, now I want to take advantage of you.
Oh, God. I don't know if that would have worked for me.
Now I want to take advantage of you.
And I paused.
Yeah.
And I go, can you watch my laptop for another 5 minutes? I got to go pee.
Now, there's a good line. Okay. Yeah. All
so right. I went to the bathroom, and then when I came back, her girlfriend kind of knew me from one of my videos, and then what happened?
Wow, it's weird how the world works.
Yeah, she was very inspired by his video. I had not seen it at that time, but then they started talking, and I mean, our conversation was very casual.
Right.
We ended up
and your friend was there too.
Yeah, we were studying.
So it was a lot easier, right?
Yes.
I mean, the probably wasn't as much tension.
Yes.
Because you know you had a way out, and you know that somebody else is listening.
Right.
Yeah, go
and
on.
And it's a fan too, so that happens.
Yes, she was very excited to meet him.
So somehow we were like, let's stay in touch, exchange Facebook, whatever. Mm-hmm. She gives me her number.
I gave her my number, yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's great, that's awesome. And then I text her, and then no answer. I'm like, okay, so now I'm welcome to LA.
Yeah, right.
They blow you off. They check you. They give you hope, and they dash you on the rocks.
Right,
100%.
And I also sat there after working for a while, and I watched a parade of different people go up and hit on her. These two guys went up to her, and they were doing their best, and they were models and good looking. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, okay, you know, comparing myself, and they were like 20 years younger than me. I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah. At this point, you can really get insecure about it.
Yeah.
But so you see, you're normal, you're human. Even though you do your seminars, you still have your fears and 100%. Your insecurities, because nobody wants to be rejected, you know?
Yeah, it's not a good
feeling. And it's and to be honest, it's an unlikely relationship because of the age difference, you know? And I really wish for you guys, I mean, if you're connected and you feel you're like soulmates, I really wish for, and it's not just my wishing, it's going to happen that you guys will stay together for a long time.
Yeah. Was this recent? You know?
6 months ago.
Oh, okay. So it's new. It's like a new little baby.
So he's like, I picked up my future wife at Starbucks, right?
That's no, it's not. So Earth Cafe.
Earth
Pay
Cafe.
Attention.
Sorry. You're right. Wow. What a story. You see, like if I heard, did you put that in your bio on your website?
No, I mean.
You should. That's what's going to draw all the men in.
But the interesting thing is that 3 weeks went by and I had given up. Because
you ignored him for 3 weeks, girl.
Well, no.
I had accidentally put in the wrong number.
Yeah. Oh,
but I didn't
constantly.
Know it.
And so you were constantly writing to someone else, and they never told you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it green or blue?
Yeah.
How did you know, though? How did you end up finding out? How did you connect?
Well, I sent him a message on his Instagram because once he left, I watched him leave and I was like, oh, I should go get his number just because I didn't have his. And I was didn't want it to slip away.
Right.
That's how I was feeling.
Right.
And my girlfriend was like, don't do that. Don't do that. You'll look desperate. And I was like, oh, it took everything in me to stay in my chair and I watched him drive away. And then I instantly regretted it. And so I got on the internet and I was like, show me this video or whatever.
Yeah, that she knew him from.
She knew him from his Goldcast video.
Right.
And I sent him a message on Instagram and I was like, hey, and I still have the message somewhere. I think it's still in there. But I basically just said in my authentic feelings that, you know, I know you probably meet a lot of people, as do I, every day. And it's not every day that I have this kind of like cosmic connection. So I didn't want it to slip away.
Right.
I was like, you have my number, please use it. And I didn't hear anything. He didn't even see it.
Yeah.
And I thought about him every day for like 2 weeks. He was in my dreams.
Oh my God.
What?
It
what?
Was really bizarre.
I for sure haven't met my soulmate then because I have not felt that way. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
And I haven't had anybody feel that way.
<No, either. laughs> Me neither.
So we need to get out there, you know?
Yeah.
And keep looking. I mean, there's hope. I'm telling you. But what a nice... it's not a coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidences. But
I do. No, not a coincidence. I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Like you well, so that's skipped not, Starbucks that's the, for a reason and
that's
went
the
to Earth
opposite
Cafe
of
to
a
meet
coincidence.
You.
100%. Yes. And it was my first time at Earth Cafe as well. I was drugged there to study with my girlfriend. So.
See? Goosebumps. I just got goosebumps, y'all.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
you were,
it's inspiring.
You were
stuff.
Doing drugs there?
I was drugged there. Yeah.
You were drugged there.
Recreationally.
Drugged by love.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I'm impressed, you know, because I got to tell you, man, I'm starting to feel that I can only attract the women that are older than me, which, you know what?
No, Sam, that's all in your mind.
No, that's all I'm seeing. You know, I mean, if I go like on dating sites or whatever, right? I never attract, but that's the point, though, and that's the thing about online dating. And let me tell you what the problem with it is.
Oh, God.
So much.
A lot of problems, right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what the main thing is that people evaluate you based on a laundry list, right? Okay, I want him this tall. I want him blue eyes. I want him making this kind of money every year. I want him to be this religion, blah, blah, blah. Right? And if they don't meet that, you never get a chance to meet them.
There's a lot of reasons
but,
to fail.
But if you meet someone in person, if you meet them in person, the age doesn't matter at that point. You know,
on paper, the
height.
I wouldn't
on paper,
it
never would have
way.
Happened.
No.
That's what
I
I'm
mean,
saying.
We have a lot in common, but...
Yeah, but if I saw your profile on a dating site, I would have gone, I'm too old for you.
Right. You probably wouldn't have even had her in the search.
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had her in the search because what happens is women that are closer to our age would then look and say, oh, he's looking for a 35-year-old, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So maybe that's not, I won't be able to satisfy him or something, you know?
Yeah.
So that could be a thing too. But believe me, I thought about all these things. But my conclusion is get the hell off the fucking apps. And go out there.
Go live your life.
Right?
Get out there.
You got to be out
there. And it could be in a cafe. It could be anywhere. But again, it's just being open, right? And and not that you have to, I think, look for it and hunt it down.
Right.
You just have to be open.
See, I wasn't looking for this new relationship I was in. It just happened.
Yeah.
I actually did dream about him now that I think about it. Because I was just like sitting here. I was like, should I dream
about
him?
But with you, it wasn't mutual. That's the problem.
I know.
You were dreaming it was.
Yeah.
And you were... telling yourself it was, but it wasn't. It was one-sided, and that's why you got hurt. But at any rate, listen, in the last 10 minutes, I want to focus more on what it is that you do get to the meat of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the Goldcast video. Now, I'm looking on YouTube, okay? And Rock Thomas has got his video up here. It's called How to Change the Way You See Yourself. And it only, but you only got 2.8 million views.
Only. You only got 2.8 million views.
And this
views.
Is since February.
Yeah, so actually,
tell
there's
us
different
about
versions
this.
Of that one that came out. There's actually about 75 million views. And
75 million?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It went viral.
Okay. And during how long?
Since February.
Since February?
Within about 3 weeks, it got to 60 million. It just took off. And that's,
how do you explain that?
Well,
tell me.
The story I tell, it's a 7-minute video, but the story I tell is about being raised by my parents and your environment, and the world suggests labels to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then you take them on.
Yeah.
And so you're too short, you're too tall, you're too skinny, you're too fat, mm-hmm. you're too stupid, mm-hmm. you're dyslexic, whatever it is. And most of the labels are negative because your mind is geared to protect you. So it's always looking for the danger and it absorbs that more right. than it does the good. So I went through a process of, I had a lot of bad acne and I looked at myself as being ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped me from going to school and it made me very shy and timid and it really affected my upbringing. And later in my 20s, I learned a technique on how to reframe that and change that by finding somebody as a mentor, an idol, like, and I chose Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, I could relate to him. And I thought he was ruggedly handsome. Mm-hmm. And my coach taught me to change the label.
He is. He's handsome. Right? And his son looks just like him.
I love his son. His son is
I
awesome.
Saw him at the club and yeah. he came up and talked to me. And I was like, hi. And I walked away like an idiot. I still to this day regret it. He literally grabbed my arm and was like, you're beautiful. And I was like, hi.
Whoa.
Looks just like his dad. Yeah.
Yeah. See, sometimes you only get that one chance, huh?
Yeah. Then it's gone. Yeah. But it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was able to take that programming of being pizza face, which my brother called me, to
what an ass.
Yeah, right. And then to,
well, kids are cruel.
Changing it to ruggedly handsome.
Right.
And then by programming yourself over and over and over and saying it over and over again, you actually change the way you feel about yourself.
Right.
So that's basically what I teach people, is how to reprogram your mind from the labels that don't serve you to what's empowering you.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from hardworking farm boy to salesman, from salesman to businessman, from businessman to coach to speaker, trainer, entrepreneur extraordinaire, mm-hmm. 36 mm-hmm. streams of income, financially free, blah, blah, blah. And it's all through that process
right.
of changing the way you see yourself. So we say the words that follow I am follow you. So what do you want to be? Write the script of who you want to be and then step into it.
Yeah, so it's as simple as that. And not think too much about it.
I feel like a lot of people have come on the show and said, kind of said the same thing. Like, you should write down who you want to be and every day just read it out loud.
Exactly.
Until it like actually happens, like speak it into existence.
100%.
Yeah. Well said. So Alex, you met him and you felt, wow, he's got a lot of wisdom. You know, that you found that appealing.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you're learning a lot. Now,
yes.
Intelligence is sexy.
It is. Because if you find like a really sexy guy and he can't hold a conversation, it's like, what are you good for?
Yeah, right.
Like, honestly, bye.
Yeah.
That's huge for me. I have to be able to have a conversation mm-hmm. with someone.
Right.
Yeah.
She likes spirited ones, by the way.
I do. Authentic.
Now, before you met him, were you dating your age more?
I was dating a combination.
Yeah.
How old are you guys?
I'm 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a year older than me.
Yeah.
But you got your shit together, girl. Good for you. Good for you.
I don't know about that. I'm kidding.
The training's always in. I think that you go through stages.
No, you do.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to look good on social media and they got their shit together.
Right.
I don't have my shit together. I got a lot of things I'm still working on.
That's right. Amazing. You know? But you're able to go through that journey with the people that follow you.
Right.
And watch you program and stuff.
Have you ever seen a video game like there's these different levels?
Yes.
So I might be at level 5.
Right.
And I can help the people that are on level 2 and 3 and 4 and
right,
1.
Right.
That's true.
Help the level that are at people at level 7. Right. Those are people helping me.
Right.
Good for you. So I think what we learned here today, though, is that I think the key to it is being surrounded with people, right? Being in groups. People supporting you, mm-hmm. challenging you, like you said,
mm-hmm.
and that's what
standing
you need.
Standing for you. Standing for you.
Right.
And
saying, what's your fucking dream?
So what this do you is want what's possible in your program, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So let's talk about that in the last few minutes. How can people join it? What can they expect? Do you have like seminars or conferences?
Yeah, so I have a few of them. One is GoBundance, and that's a tribe where we do badass bucket list adventures around the world, and we hang out, we mastermind together on how to lead epic lives.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome. And we bring in really cool speakers. We brought in Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank and Robert Kiyosaki, and we bring in thought leaders. And then we have the other one where we help people become millionaires or financially free.
That's I need to join that one.
That's the one. And it's called M1, March to a Million. So we help you create your first million. without giving up your health or your relationships in the process.
Right.
I believe you can have it all. And a lot of people, you've seen them become wealthy, but then they're
miserable.
Mm-hmm. They're divorced. They got a heart attack or what have you. Or then you got the guy who's the soccer dad, but they're broke.
Right.
And they can barely make ends meet and they can't go on vacation.
Right.
So I show people how to have it all.
Right.
Through a strategy that's repeatable and sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it online mostly.
Uh-huh.
And when they can afford it, and if they can, they come to a live event.
Sounds good. Wow, I like that. Do you also do like one-on-one with people? I mean, obviously it's pricey, but I mean, do you do it for
people?
Well,
I will do one-on-one, yes.
Yeah?
But, you know, it is a little pricier than the group.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. So you do it with the group and it works. It's more effective that way.
Yeah, I mean, I have trained people to be coaches in my community. So we have different layers because it's like if you go to the restaurant and you're missing a fork, you don't need the chef to bring you the fork.
Right.
The busboy can bring it to you.
Right.
When you're going through the process of becoming financially free, you've got to change the behavior you've had in the past. Otherwise, you'd already be there, right?
Right.
So I have people that'll give you the fork, people that'll bring you the meal. And then I have people cooking the meal. Mm-hmm. I might be the head chef. And if you want me to cook you a private meal, it might cost you $1,500 an hour.
Right.
If that's what you want.
Right.
But if you want the result of that excellent meal, you can still get it at a reduced rate.
Right.
Because you don't get me one-on-one.
Right. Which sounds makes good. Sense.
And how can people find out about it? How can they join? How can they read more? I mean, obviously, if that many people have seen it, there's something to be seen there. It's only 8 minutes and it's on YouTube. What do they search for?
You go to Goalcast Rock Thomas.
Goalcast. And Goalcast is your company?
It's a firm that did the videotaping for me.
Oh, okay.
And they put out these badass videos.
Right.
And they have a site on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I see. So that helped you be seen, right?
Yes, exactly.
And how did you connect with them?
I met them at an event by being out there. Just talking to them.
It's all about networking.
Yeah. When I told them.
And with the right people, stop networking with garbage, okay? Oh. No, you are.
You have been shitting on me all week, Sam.
Really?
Yeah, but it's okay.
No, but I'm trying to help
you. I need to hear it.
Does it look like I'm trying to put her down or trying to help her? Come on.
No. I know you care about my well-being.
Well, it's like you tease the ones you love, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. I'm not mad at you. I'm busting your balls right now.
Okay. Don't bust them. They're busted enough. So go on.
No, if people want to get hold of me, the best place to go is to rockthomas.com. In fact, you can get a free copy of my book if you go there, a PDF version.
Cool. And what's the book?
The Power of Your Identity.
Okay. And what's that?
It's all about changing and reframing and redefining yourself. The words that follow I am follow you. Mm-hmm. And it's the 5 steps process on how to do that in the book.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And this is stuff you learned over the years. Just living.
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt really sorry for myself the way I grew up.
Yeah.
And I used drugs and alcohol and distractions. And then you just, when you go through that, you look for other solutions.
Right.
And then I started to get into personal development and met Tony Robbins. I'm a trainer for him now. And when you start to realize that there's a different way you can run your brain.
Right.
You get pretty freaking excited to help other people do that because most people are living in pain.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Yeah. So you want to help other people when you find out about it. True.
Yeah.
And even the people that are flossing on like Instagram and stuff, like they're posting what they want you to see doesn't mean that they're not like, like someone could be on a yacht on Monday and be weeping themselves to sleep on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right.
You just never know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I get to meet a lot of people and I can tell you that most people, even if they look like they're making it happen, they're still suffering on the inside.
Yeah. 110%.
Yeah. Well,
look at Robin Williams. Right?
God, yeah.
And he had everything.
Right.
There's a ton of people, but they're inflicted by the thing that happens is that we all experience trauma in our upbringing.
Right.
And if you don't work on solving it over your life, it comes back to haunt you.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. Until you overcome it.
Until you overcome it. You got to go through it.
You have other things.
You got to purge it out of your system, which is painful, and people don't want to do that.
You can't run away from that, you know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Final words. Is there anything we didn't talk about that you want to bring up real quick? Because we only have about a couple minutes left because we got to prepare for Katarina's show. Yeah. Katarina, thank you so much for joining us too. You know, I mean, it's fun to have you here. I wish you'd sit here every day.
I'm going to get a little side microphone, Sam, so I can just like join in.
We could have done that. I just didn't know how much, because you set it up with Rock. Yeah. I didn't know how much we wanted to take away from the attention, but you know you won't come back.
Listening, because we're rolling into the next hour.
Exactly. So don't miss out. Katarina's show is coming up right now in about 10 minutes on the video channel. But if you're on Facebook, just stay on the same page and you'll see her show coming up as well. We want to thank Alex. Thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you for
having
me.
You're a very fortunate woman, and Rock, you're very fortunate too, you know? All I can do is wish this on myself, man. That's all I can say.
I'm
very happy for you. Very happy for you. And you know what it is? I think, to me, out of this whole conversation, that is the most inspiring point. Because you actually showed it, you know? I mean, the 60 million, the hell with that, you know? You actually went and you got yourself a partner, possibly for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. that matches you and that you're attracted to and that you love and mm-hmm. things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So you're very fortunate. And like you said, it's by putting yourself out there, you know? Yeah. So,
which you're not doing.
You're already out there as far as social media, but you need to meet people that will help you out, you know, in other ways.
I know.
Yeah, we'll find you a mentor or something, but mm-hmm. not people that walk around in bathrobes. Come on. That's not a good mentor to have. That's the kind of friend she hangs up with.
Hugh Hefner?
He wishes.
Oh, he God, wishes. I can't.
All right. Daddy, I love
it's
you,
been
man.
Great being here, and you guys are incredibly authentic.
You guys,
and,
thank you.
Really, really fun to hang
this
out
with. This is a good
thank
show.
You. Well, thank you for coming in, for sure.
Thank you.
And I'm definitely going to get into what you have there, because I think everybody needs it. Like you said, you know, just really reprogramming how you think and how you look at yourself and your life, you know?
And I want to put a plug in there, you guys. If you didn't catch it, rockthomas.com. He makes it easy. Rock Thomas. You want to check him out?
Yes, there you go. And that's from the words of another Canadian. So we're very honored to have you guys. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. Thank you, Danny.
You are welcome.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.